You may be seated. Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Philippians. Philippians, the fourth chapter, starting in the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. One of the big words at Christmas time is peace. The angels came to the shepherds and they said, "Peace be with you." And we sing songs of peace on earth and we talk about peace, and you drive around and you see people who have signs in their lawn and signs in their windows that says peace. What in the world does peace mean? In our society today, I'm not sure we understand what peace means. Peace does not mean an absence of war. It does not mean an absence of conflict. That's not peace. That may be quiet. It may be kind of comfortable. But that's not what peace means, especially not the peace that's being talked about here in this passage. In this passage where Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. Let me give you a little bit of background on Philippi. It was a gigantic city. It was also a Greek city, a very wealthy city, but it was also the capital of almost every form of idol worship that there was in that day. There was a big cave in Philippi that went down into the earth where people would go and worship. And it was a horrible place. And all kinds of things happened. There were sacrifices and all kinds of sexual things that went on in the idol worship. And it was just a place that was disgusting. Yet this is who Paul writes to, and he talks to them about peace, about God providing for them the peace that they're looking for. So how do we find peace in our lives? There are so many things that get in the way of peace in our lives. Christmas time, for me, is probably one of the least peaceful times of the year. It ranks right up there with Easter. You can imagine in the church that Christmas and Easter are so busy. They're wonderful times in the church because the message that we have to proclaim is amazing. The message of Jesus Christ and all that he's done. But they're also some of the busiest times of the year. My wife and I got married on December 18th. Before I was a pastor, I would get married any other time of the year now. Any other time of the year. Because it is probably the busiest time. And to add just one more thing just takes a little more peace. Just takes a little more out of what Christmas is all about. Christmas, as we celebrate it, is new, very new in the history of the world. It's probably only been a little over 100 years that people have really celebrated Christmas. For many, many years, and in this country, there was nothing done at Christmas time. It was just another time of the year when we talked about the birth of Jesus in church, but it wasn't the great thing that it has become. And by great, I don't mean wonderful, I mean big. this thing that kind of takes our entire life, where people spend more money than they have for things they don't need to try and make somebody happy who probably doesn't even need what you got them anyway. And it's the way we do it because everybody tells us to. Oh, I love the commercials on the radio. I don't have TV, but I still hear the commercials on the radio telling me that my wife would really love to have diamonds. They don't know my wife. My wife doesn't want diamonds. She doesn't need diamonds, and even if she did, she wasn't getting diamonds. It's just the way it is. I think back, and in our married life, we'll be married 35 years this year, and the most wonderful Christmas we've ever had, it would have been about 15 years ago. I don't remember the exact date. It started snowing on the morning of Christmas Eve, and it snowed and snowed and snowed so that we had to cancel Christmas Eve service. It was so much snow, and it was the greatest Christmas ever because I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to do anything, and we could just enjoy. And we got out, and we lived in town, and we walked around town through the streets. Nobody was moving. And it was wonderful just to enjoy a peaceful time. Now, the peace that Paul is talking about here when he writes to the church at Philippi is more like that. A peace that just fills your soul and calms you and helps you to remember that no matter what is going on in your life, God is with you. When I became active in my church back when I was in high school and started listening to contemporary Christian music, which was very new in the 70s, something that had just started, there was a group called the Imperials, and they had a song that said, "There will never be any peace until Christ is seated at the conference table." And that is the truth. We as people are never going to find peace until Christ is at the center of everything that we do. Not making enough money, not providing for our family, not doing all of the things that we want to do, but when Christ is truly the center of everything that we are and everything that we have. And that's what Christmas is about. That's what Christmas is for. It's to remind us that God loved us so much that He sent Jesus Christ to earth to be born not of the most experienced mother, not in the most wonderful place, not in the greatest of situations, but He sent Him in a way to remind us of how much He loved us, how much He cared for us, and how much He truly wanted us to have peace. But as you read this passage, listen again. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So what's the key to peace? Prayer. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is the beginning to finding peace in your life. Being in an attitude of prayer continually is the way to find peace in your life. Not that God is going to give you wonderful times and everything is going to be great. I can guarantee you one thing. Life is not going to be great and wonderful. Life is going to have its hard times. Life is going to be difficult. That's not what brings peace, not living. What brings peace is remembering that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. And no matter what happens in this life, no matter what comes into our life or goes out of our life, no matter what happens, as long as Jesus Christ is our main focus, we will know peace. Paul talks about that. In whatever situation I am, whether I have a lot or have a little, whether I am doing well or not doing well, no matter what happens in my life, it's Jesus Christ that makes me content. And that's the key to peace, being content. Being content where you are and with what you have. Because you can't change it anyway. Not one worry that you can have, to paraphrase the Psalms, will make you one inch higher. Believe me, I've tried. I always wanted to be taller. Nothing has worked. I'll just be happy with how tall I am. Be happy with what I have and what I don't have. And the only way to do that is to find contentment in Jesus Christ. And the only way to find contentment in Jesus Christ is to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus did exactly what God called him to do and sent him to do every time. And that's what we're called to do in our lives. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean that it's always going to be what we want. But after all, do we understand even what we want or what we need in life? Every time I've been called to move as a United Methodist pastor, I hated it. Well, almost every time. One time I asked to move, but most times I didn't like it. I didn't want to move. I liked where I was at. I liked the church or churches where I was at. I liked what I was doing. I liked what was happening. But we were moved. And every time, I've liked where I went. I've liked the new things that God has brought into our lives. Not because it's what I wanted, because it's what God brought. And I've come to learn that God knows me a whole lot better than I know myself. And he knows where he needs me to be. He knows what he would have me to do. And if I follow that, I'll find contentment. Doesn't mean I'm always going to like it right away. I'll leave Robin alone this time, but when you hear, you have to, oh no. Anyway. But God is a God who loves us, who wants the great things for us. So I'm going to ask you at this Christmas time, don't concentrate on the presents. Don't concentrate on all of the things. And it is beautiful. But that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about God's love coming to earth so that we can have a relationship with him. And I'd ask you at this Christmas time to take some time and think about what Jesus Christ has done. To spend some time in prayer and thanksgiving, thanking him for what he has done. And seeking for the true peace of Christmas. A peace that doesn't come wrapped, doesn't come in any kind of fancy package or color, but came in a stable 2,000 years ago that we might have eternal life. The peace of God is available for all of us. At this busy time of the year, take time for God and find his peace. Amen.